Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:50. I've just was telling you about, and I've shared on social media a clip, a video of Comrades Runners being harassed. Now, what happened here was that the ANC Youth League put out a statement yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I'm not sure when the statement was put out. But either way, they put out a statement saying basically how dare the Comrades Marathon allow for the participation of Israeli participants. And what they did was they published their names as well as their running badge numbers. Now, what that does, of course, is make them trackable. You know, you can go into the app. I did that with four friends yesterday. You go into the app and you can track them. You can see how your friends are doing. So there were a couple of, I'm counting one, two, three, four, five, six or so Israelis who were running. Their badges numbers were published, and then we've seen videos of them being harassed. Absolutely bizarre. We are trying to get Gaten McKenzie on. He's unfortunately, his office has told us there's a 3-month waiting list to speak to him, which sounds a bit odd. But either way, we were all trying to get government a view on it. Bafana Modisa is a spokesperson for the South African Friends of Israel. He joins us this morning. Bafana, good morning. Nice to chat to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me, and good morning to the listeners.
So this, give us your thoughts on what happened yesterday.
Honestly speaking, from what we knew, the ANC Youth League has been dead, inactive, silent on domestic issues. And we were shocked that they chose to use a marathon that is well known to push an agenda that is far beyond the youth issues in this country. So they're just politically grandstanding, seeking relevance, and at the same time putting the lives of those Israelis in danger. It was very, to look at it and to say, you have 32% unemployment rate in this country. You have a lot of young people who are living on 350s. They could have used the platform to advance the interests of the youth in this country. But to show that they're out of touch with the youth, now they've become just the political grandstand for nefarious agendas.
And of course, the fact that they are doxing people must be deeply problematic and embarrassing for South Africa.
No, definitely. I mean, also the EFF was also there with their placards. It shows that our people come second. We have become in South Africa that has become more pro and pro and less pro ourselves. This, we expected that political parties like this that claims to represent the black poor masses of this country would use such platforms to advance our interest. And clearly speaking, this has shown South Africans that we don't have leaders. We have populists who just try to ride on the wave of what is popular and not necessarily what is near and dear to the hearts of many South Africans.
So is there action that can be taken, do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely there could be action. There could be some court cases. I mean, to go out and disclose the names and the names of the people there is to put their lives in danger. But also, again, the Comrades Marathon itself, I'm sure a sport like a marathon like this of this magnitude, they should have policies that protect participants. So definitely we should find a way either to take them to court or to do something, but something must be done. This should never be tolerated in our sports or in the Comrades Marathon itself.
You know, you see, the problem is that everybody gets very nervous about this issue because they're told that it's such a difficult issue. It isn't. But we are likely to see the Comrades Marathon organization being very nervous to get involved. We're unlikely to see anybody from government being supportive, especially because this is the ANC Youth League and it's a policy that they are not uncomfortable with. So it really is a real challenge to push back here, but it is absolutely vital, I think, that we do.
No, we should, Howard. I think South Africa, for some reason, people have been silenced here, and I'm happy that people like Gaetan Mackenzie, yes. Bafanas, and the pastors and the kings, some of them have stood up and spoke in support of Israel, because in South Africa, when you support Israel, it has become like a no-touch subject, don't-touch subject. And therefore, the ANC has taken this absolute stance, and everybody must follow. And most South Africans don't align with this policy, this foreign policy of the ANC. So yes, in terms of government and the ruling party's policy, you might find that some people, the Comrades Marathon itself, may want to just keep it vague.
They will. They're going to try and
push it away.
Correct. And that's been the policy, unfortunately, of most organizations. They think that by keeping it quiet, they, you know, and allowing it to blow over, that it goes away. It doesn't. It comes back stronger next time if you don't stand up to it, unfortunately.
No, definitely. And I think maybe on the next one, we should get our Safi comrades to be outside there with Israeli flags as well. I mean, one of them was Klaas Makomole, who actually came back with a silver. And he's one of us, he's our Zionist friend who came, right, who was running in the comrades. Amazing. And got to come back with a silver. So I think we should also have a pushback. I think we can't just expect people like your Comrades Marathon or government to do something. It's within our hands as the Zionists in this country to stand up and literally start to show support on the street in these kind of platforms. That way we can be able to be about to debunk the lies and the myths about Israel.
That is absolutely right. What do you think? How do you think that this should be dealt with? I'd love to hear from you. 061-895-1019. Bafana Modisa, thank you as always. Spokesperson for the South African Friends of Israel.